Torah's chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Okay, so you'll see there's quite a long background here on the Karti that applies for the next few Mishnahs. And it introduces a principle of doubt. If you've got a doubt in a case of impurity, how do we deal with it? And the interesting thing is that we learn it out from the Soita, right? The woman who we suspect of having adultery. And Soita, so she went into seclusion over there with a man that she was warned not to go in with. And she disappears into the hotel room over there and there are witnesses. So we assume she's impure. That's assumption. What was she doing in the hotel room? She's impure, right? And she has to prove that she has to prove her purity. And from there we learn that impurity in a private domain, there is an assumption, if there's a doubtful case of impurity in a private domain, the assumption is that it's impure. If it's in a public domain, then the assumption is that it's pure. And there's one other factor here, and that is the Soita was mentally competent, right? She has her wits about her, well, she's mentally competent. And therefore, we learn that that principle only applies where there's one who is mentally competent who can be questioned about the scenario. But if there's not one who's mentally competent who can be questioned about that scenario, then whether it's in a private or a public domain, a doubtful case of impurity is considered pure. It's considered pure, right? So we're going to take that and we're going to apply that across a few cases in the next few Mishnahs. It says this Mishnah Chereshet Vekatan Shenimtsu B'Mavo Sheish Potuma. If you have a deaf mute, an imbecile, or a minor, so they're all mentally incompetent, and they're found in an alleyway containing impurity. There's impurity over there in the alley. So it's a doubtful case of impurity over there. Do we consider it? Right. But they are mentally incompetent. So any case where there's nobody there that's mentally competent that can be questioned, we say in that case over there that it is pure. There's a chazoka of Tahara, and they are pure. V'chol ha'pikeach b'cheskas tuma. If it was someone who was of sound mind, so then they would be considered erat impure. Okay, v'chol she'ein bo das lihishal, and anybody who lacks the sense to be questioned, sveikotar. So any uncertain doubt over there would be pure because they don't have the capacity to answer questions. They don't have that mental capacity.